Psalm 21, to the choir master, a psalm of David. O Lord, in your strength the king rejoices, and in your salvation how greatly he exults. You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. Selah. For you meet him with rich blessings. You set a crown of fine gold upon his head. He asked life of you. You gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great through your salvation. Splendor and majesty you bestow on him, for you make him most blessed forever. You make him glad with the joy of your presence, for the king trusts in the Lord, and through the steadfast love of the Most High he shall not be moved. Your hand will find out all your enemies. Your right hand will find out those who hate you. You will make them as a blazing oven when you appear. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from the earth, and their offspring from among the children of man. Though they plan evil against you, though they devise mischief, they will not succeed. For you will put them to flight. You will aim at their faces with your bows. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power. This psalm is a hymn of exaltation in the Lord's abundant provision for and protection of the king, David. His deepest desires have been met. He has been granted long life. He is blessed. Does this sound irrelevant? Do you read these lines and have difficulty appreciating them? After all, it seems so ancient and foreign. It is nice that David's life turned out so well, you might think. But what about me and my seemingly insignificant life, so fraught with challenges and weakness? The glory of the Bible is that there is no such thing as an irrelevant passage, because the entire scripture is a web of texts that work together to tell us of God's great plan to save the weak through Jesus Christ. Here in Psalm 21, for example, we find David rejoicing in God's goodness to him as the anointed king. But his own rule would quickly fade from history. A greater king, however, would one day come. Unlike David's temporary crown of fine gold, this king's reign would last forever. In contrast to David's length of days, which came to an end in death, this king would defeat death and truly live forever. This final king, Jesus Christ, came at the height of human history to dignify your small human existence and to promise you, as you trust in him, an eternal crown, co-reigning with him forever and ever. Your significance and destiny are everlasting and invincible.